the paradox of the spiritual journey is that in reality, all of us are already enlightened. We're already liberated. Do you feel that? Experience that? We are always already liberated. Because there is only one real, one truth, one beingness. The rest is illusion. And so you already are the Supreme Being. Because that's all there is and could ever be. But. The Supreme Being, in order to enjoy all of the possibilities of experience, all the possible permutations of potentiality, has created Maya, the illusion of separateness, the illusion that you are a bodily being, a being with form in time and in space, in the phenomenal flux of impermanence. With a perishable body that forces us to face reality without being able to hold on to the knowledge that we are this ultimate, eternal, imperishable self. And it is a necessary loss of that knowledge that enables us to gain something else. And that something else includes courage and virtue. And the potential of discovering ever more within the realm of potentiality. To make this world that is a flux of impermanent forms into the most beautiful flow of consciousness in action, in harmony, in the realization of unity in the diversity, to bring to the illusion the very power of truth. And it's that capacity to bring the light into the darkness that makes one's illumination even more powerful than it would have been had you not manifested within the cloud of Maya. To light that light in the midst of the darkness brings a richness to the real that would not otherwise be there. But the time has come, once one has reached the state of suffering and lostness, to know that the light can be lit immediately, and that the one lighting the light is already the light. It's not that the light needs to be found, it simply needs to be recognized. And once you have the courage to recognize it and to detach from the illusions of security that don't really give us security, and to detach from the perishable form that actually is the cause of our anxiety, to detach from the false egoic identity, then we realize that all along we have been a vast emptiness that is filled only with bliss, only with love, with compassion for all of the forms of reality, because they are recognized as manifestations of the same formless self. And in the letting go of the illusion, the realization of liberation from suffering, from addiction, from attachment, from all of the egoic concerns, fears, desires, fall away instantly. They don't have to be chipped away slowly. They fall away because they are simply part of the illusion. And when the illusion is seen through, all of those forces that seemed to be so powerful are recognized as non-entities. They don't really exist, and you're free. But it's only when you choose to be free now, in this moment, that you have the power to burst through the illusion. As soon as the ego says, okay, but not yet, then the power is lost. It's only in this very moment that you can achieve liberation. As soon as the ego convinces you, okay, maybe tomorrow, or maybe after I've earned another $1,000,000, or after I've done this or that or the other, then the illusion has got you. And there's always more and always more to wait for until you liberate yourself from suffering. And so all the sages in unison have declared, do it now. Release yourself now in this moment. Don't create the sanskara of putting it off. That's how we ended up in Kali Yuga. And now is the moment when we're against the wall of all the karmic backlash of the putting off of realization, that we must achieve liberation for the sake not only of this individual illusion, but for the whole planetary illusion. And once one thread of that illusion is removed, the whole thing comes apart very easily. So there is no one to be liberated. That's the meaning of liberation. It is not that there is an I who is in chains and then becomes liberated. It is that there is no separate I. There is only the substratum of pure awareness that manifests the forms that appear in the flux of the phenomenal plane. And that consciousness is one with all that is and that ever was or shall be. And so liberation is simply merging back into this oceanic consciousness that is the source of all appearance. And it's done simply by stopping the process of the mind's producing, secreting thoughts, constructs, images, desires, fears, scenarios, fantasies, projections. As soon as it's stopped, it's gone. Just as when you're projecting a film on the wall, as we do here sometimes, as soon as you turn that light off, it's gone. The film is over. So you can free yourself from the inner film that gets projected as a world filled with fearful objects or desirable objects, and they usually are the same object ultimately, and realize that this is the kingdom of heaven. You need do nothing. And so meditation is simply being. We don't have to work hard to chant mantras and pray for God's grace. Grace is here. It is your very self. Simply be. But you have to be the real self, the source of consciousness, not the illusion that that self is a product of the body or of the brain or of chemical action in the synapses or in any other scenario, whether scientific or religious or otherwise, that says that you owe your existence to some other, whether it's a blind physical Darwinian process or it's even a god. You must go beyond all concepts, ideologies, belief systems, religions, everything into the emptiness. And stay there. Don't just visit it and then come back out into the illusion. Stay there long enough to enjoy it, to see that you can live with a silent mind. You can live in the blissful presence that doesn't have to create some object in the mind to hold on to or to run away from. You don't need that. You don't need the monsters and you don't need the angels. All of those are productions of the mind, and you are the source of the mind. So that's why the Zen Buddhists are fond of the expression, if you meet the Buddha on the road, kill him, right? Because any Buddha out there is not the real Buddha. But don't create Buddhas in the mind either. The Buddha is formless. The Buddha is the presence that's looking for the Buddha. And in that realization that there's nothing to look for, and nothing that is needed as some fetish that will give you security, nothing that is needed that will fill a lack that is also an illusion, you are free. So why not claim your freedom now? Shivoham. I, the Self, am the Supreme Real. I am not the ego, I'm not the body, I am not localizable in this plane, but this whole plane appears within the mind, within the awareness. And the awareness that I am is transcendent of anything I can know, anything I can think, anything I can grasp. I am that ultimate reality. That's meditation.